Radio, 91.3 KDKR Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, is inflation normal now? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Well, if you've got a question for me, I've got a resource for you. You can go to prudentmoney.com. At the website, there's a couple of ways to get questions answered. If it's just an email, then easy question, then we can get that taken care of at info@prudentmoney.com or just the Ask Bob section. You'll see it there. Or if it's a little more complex, a lot of moving parts, going to require more than a couple of emails, I'd rather just set up a time to do a call and we can talk through it and get you taken care of. There's actually a calendar on the website that you can see, a schedule that you can reserve some time. So we just, bottom line is, we want to be able to help you and get you pointed to some resources that I think will make sense. That's all at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. You know, it's interesting because I get a lot of questions that come in through the email. And I get kind of a front row seat of what people are dealing with. And I just go back to President Biden's description of the economy when he said, consumer confidence is soaring. Well, I don't know exactly what soaring means in his vocabulary, nor do I know what he's looking at. But that's not one of the things that we are benefiting from today, is soaring consumer confidence. And from that is my segue into inflation. We've been talking about inflation, updating the inflation numbers when they come out, and talking about what it's like to be spending more money than our budget allows. CPI, Consumer Price Index, which measures the rate of inflation, has been a problem for some time now. In fact, just off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly when we started getting first, I think it was 2022, when we first started seeing signs of inflation. But it's been around now for a long time. And the one thing that I had been talking about when it comes to inflation is that I didn't feel like that it was going to go any higher. And I think that was last year. I felt like it had kind of topped out. And so you would think, well, if it topped out, that means it's going to start falling. And that's exactly what we want to see. Well, it did start falling a little bit, but one of the things I warned against was that I think that we are looking at a sustained period of time where inflation was going to be higher than normal. And that's the problem, is that people can't live in that kind of environment without having financial issues and financial stress. It just kind of comes along with it because it's one of those things where there's a line of spending that you can handle on a monthly basis, and the inflation is pushing you right up against that level of a spending, or for a lot of folks, is pushing you above that level of spending. So now that we've kind of let things go by, we've had a couple of reports come out, we've had inflation start to pick up again, I think it's time to have a deep dive and talk a little bit about what could be going on. I think it's important to talk about this. I think it's important to know. I would not by any stretch just sit back and say, oh, well, the government said this must be true. There's always a secondary story that's going on in the background. So let's talk a little bit about inflation and discuss what we know. First, the CPI, or Consumer Price Indicator, is the economic term for the indicator that measures inflation. The CPI came out yesterday and said that inflation had gone up a little bit more than expected. Today, the inflation at a wholesale level, also went up more than expected. So we're seeing inflation. I don't think we're seeing a new trend of it going up. I just think we're seeing it kind of go back and forth. So it makes me wonder, and we've talked about this, is what is the real inflation rate? Because as we discuss many times, there's so many pockets of price increases all over the economy. Not to mention, we always talk about food costs. And of course, food costs is a big part of the monthly budget for families. So the Federal Reserve Board, who's charged with maintaining inflation and controlling inflation, has a standard. They want inflation down by 2%. I think that what we're starting to see is some new standards where the 2% marker is not attainable anymore, and we're going to have to get used to these prices staying higher than normal, and we're going to have to live with it, maybe. We also know that restaurants are out of control. I don't know what the situation is with restaurants and why they're raising prices, why they're shoving tipping down our throats when we, in situations where we normally wouldn't tip, which we're going to hopefully talk about that today if we get to it. But they are definitely out of control, and they were even ahead of raising prices before inflation kicked in. And I think it's kind of one of those things where a percentage of restaurants started raising prices, and they all jumped in and followed, which would make sense. But there is a true supply and demand issue, which is what makes inflation tick. The supply and demand situation is there's little supply, great demand. So for the little supply that we have, they have to raise the prices, and then some of that demand will buy up the supply, and the supply dwindles, and it caught in the value of that supply, since there's very little of it, continues to go up. So it costs more. We're seeing that in the car business, and I would say we're seeing that in pockets of the car business now, because I don't know about you, but there's been many men, and of course Dallas, Texas seems to. Have you ever noticed how many car dealerships there are in this town? Unbelievable. But there are car lots that are filled with cars. I don't get that. Don't understand that at all. I remember a couple of years ago when I purchased a starter car, like I like to call it, for my son. It was right at the time that prices were going up and everything, and I was talking to the sales guy, and I said, what kind of a deal can we put together? And he goes, oh, there won't be any more. There's no deal. He goes, you're going to pay full asking price of the car. The sticker price is what, haven't you heard about supply and demand? And so he starts to talk to me about all of this. And I said, well, here's what I don't understand. It took me, once I turned into your lot, 10 minutes to find a parking space because you had so much supply. Didn't have a real good answer for that. But this car dealership was packed full of cars. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out, where's the supply and demand problem? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So supply and demand is a big issue. It's also an issue in very odd places with odd reasons for it being so. I heard the other day that the wildfires in Texas, and in West Texas specifically, are going to hurt beef prices. See, you don't necessarily see that coming. Then finally, energy prices has not been inflationary. Not really. It has had a little bit of an impact, but gas prices haven't been out of control. They've been pretty standard at the rates that they are right now. So these are the things that we know. Now, it makes me wonder, are we in a new normal where there is a paradigm shift to where we are today that maybe still a little, the prices are a little high, but they don't have far to come down, that we're in a new higher normal for inflation? Because the Federal Reserve Board has to be successful with that narrative. They've got to convince the public that, hey, things are about normal now. They're close to normal. We're kind of changing the way we measure things. Now, here's what will drive you nuts. The CPI, which measures inflation really at the consumer level, is not even the one indicator that the Fed follows. They follow what's called the PCE, I believe. The PCE. And the PCE shows inflation as being even milder than the CPI. And we know the CPI is flawed. What the Federal Reserve Board is looking at is even more flawed. That kind of makes your head hurt. But they do know that they've got to convince the public that what we're dealing with right now, inflation-wise, is okay. And it's normal. It's the new normal, believe it or not. And that's why, because what's going to cause, here's the deal. What is going to cause restaurants, and I'll pick on them, to start lowering prices back down? Well, there's some food cost prices that increases for sure. And don't want to take away from that. But let's get to that in just a second because we are up against a break. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Bob Brooks. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 are the exact same verse word for word. I call them the stewardship verses of risk. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. On the Prudent Money Radio Show, we teach about risk, how to identify it, how to figure it out, and what to do about it. We believe that to be a prudent steward, you have to be a good risk manager. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, home of the modern day steward movement.
Hi, I'm Jan Markell, host of Understanding the Times. We're very excited to be a part of Bible School Radio. I hope you will join me Saturday, 10 a.m., for cutting-edge guests and the latest information to help you discern the truth, even the inconvenient truth. We'll help you understand our times and contend for the faith. That's Understanding the Times, Saturday at 10 a.m., right here on Bible School Radio or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
On March 17th, many people celebrate St. Patrick's Day. For most people, that means wearing green and joking about leprechauns. But what is St. Patty's Day all about? Friday on Focal Point, Pastor Mike Fabares shares the real-life story of the man we all know as St. Patrick. Be inspired by his true legacy of bold evangelism. When you join us for Ask Pastor Mike
Focal Point,
Friday,
weekday mornings at 8:30. Here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. We're talking about inflation and what's really going on. And I think that, as we were discussing beforehand, before the break, I think it's a situation where the Federal Reserve Board has to create this narrative that we're almost there. Things are looking better, but we're not out of the woods yet, because they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. The market wants lower rates when there is absolutely no reason to lower rates. As I've said, and I'll say it many more times to stand behind it, I believe if they lower rates, they're going to have a massive problem. A massive problem. Much more of a problem before they started increasing the interest rates. They lower the interest rates to take care of a economic weakness. They raise interest rates to take care of inflation. But if you look at the numbers, where's the weak economy? Well, if you talk to people, you'll see where the weak economy is. But if you just look around, it doesn't look that weak. So why would they even be remotely concerned with lowering the interest rates? That would be a major problem, and I don't think that they're going to do it. And, you know, if you talk about inflation, if they were to lower rates, which would lower mortgage rates, then we would see prices take off, absolutely take off on real estate. I would throw something out there, and my friends in the real estate business would probably disagree, but maybe it is a not such a bad thing that interest rates are a little bit higher. Okay, I can feel the glares from here. But it's just trying to make sense of all this. But they may be in a situation. In fact, I would suggest they are in a situation where they need to raise interest rates still. Now, that would be problematic as well. It's the ultimate between a rock and a hard place. They are in a situation where they can't win. So what they're going to do to influence the public and influence the way people believe and the way they act and the actions they take is to believe that, hey, we're in a great spot. And at some point here in the future, we're going to lower interest rates. Market loves it. Everybody loves it. And that's what we look forward to. I don't think it's going to be that easy. Only a severe economic recession is going to wipe out inflation. And at the rate that they are controlling and manipulating economic indicators, I don't believe that we're ever going to see in print real numbers that say we're in a severe economic recession. And even so, the money printing machine would be going in full blast if that were to happen. So I just don't think the politicians in Washington will ever let that happen. Now, there comes a situation where that perception of control that they have will cease to work, and then we'll have a real problem on our hands. But at what point do we get to that? That could be years from now. Who even knows? Don't even want to try to speculate as to what that would happen. When do they lower prices? When does supply and demand start to come back into balance? So these are things that are a real issue, and I certainly would not want to be in their shoes. There was an interesting report that came out on MarketWatch talking about inflation, and they were talking about pockets of inflation. For instance, transportation. Getting from there to here to there has gotten more expensive since the end of the pandemic. And it looks like that most of it, we'll take the airlines, for instance, you know, their prices have definitely gone up, but maybe more so to raise it because the losses they did take. Now, I don't know the pandemic being a real cause of inflation. And that being so what point do they raise it enough and they make enough money, you know, here, because here's the thing. Restaurants are in the same boat. At what point do they go, okay, we're all caught up now. People are eating. I mean, you still go to Chick-fil-A and there is lines around the building of cars waiting to get food. At what point have you made enough back to satisfy the problem? And who knows? I just can't see a chain today going, well, we're going to be the first and we're going to set an example and we're going to lower prices. I can't see it. I think that it's possible that some of these prices that the food costs have gone to are the new normal. It could be that the cost to fly from point A to point B is the new normal. So that's just something to think about. But it is a real, real problem. And like I said, the CPA is the best known measure of inflation. The Fed has to obviously take that into consideration. But what they watch, which is this PCE, is not even remotely as high as the CPI. So there you have it. I don't know if we solved the world's problems today, but it's still, what a mess it is. And then, of course, you have, to complicate things, we've got presidential elections coming up. And what was interesting, that Trump, if he were to get elected, is already talking about raising tariffs on China. Now, that, just the fact that he's already talking about it is just beyond me. Anyway, I don't know. Who knows what to think? I just can't imagine that that's a great way to start off the day, especially when 25% of those tariffs are still out there. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. You can always go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com and get your questions answered just by sending in an email. Okay, let's talk a little bit about tipping. WalletHub released a survey saying nearly 3 in 4 Americans think tipping is out of control. The survey asks about a variety of topics, such as when people believe they should have to tip, whether they feel pressured to do so. I do when I go up to the counter just to get my food, and how they think gratuities should be split. Now, I want to say that, you hear me out before I start talking about this, because I'm not talking about pro or taking tips away or whatever. I don't know what the real reasons are. Unless you're behind the books and deeply into the business, you could probably answer that. And if you are in that situation, you know the whole reason why restaurants are raising prices, and you know why they're tipping, like encouraging tipping like they are, please send me an email and let me know why that's the case. So here's where I stand. I don't know if employees depend on tips. They go beyond traditional tipping. And what I mean by that is where we would tip a waitress or a waiter that takes care of us. That's traditional tipping. And I firmly believe in that. And even if you've had bad service, I still believe you tip something, because you don't know why you don't know the real reason why you got bad service. Number two, I don't know the reasons. I'm just telling you what the information that I came across. I do, if I walk up to a Torchy's Taco and pick up my order to go and pay for it, I guess pay for it on the app. Now they changed that. I do like to leave a dollar, $2 or whatever. And because I don't know, I've just always been that way. But I'm not going to take a screen put in my face with choices up to 30% just because I walked into the restaurant in an order to go. There, we're welcome to debate on that, but that has never made sense to me. So here's some of the key stats real quick as we wrap it up. Enough is enough. Nearly 3 in 4 Americans think tipping has gotten out of control. Necessity or bonus. 64% of people think a tip is something you should give when you feel like it is, instead of something you always have to give. Employer crowdfunding. Nearly 3 in 5 Americans think businesses are replacing employee salaries with customer tips. That is the craziest thing that I think I've heard yet. If they are replacing employee salaries, that's ridiculous if they are. And if they are, then they should, instead of all the money they're saving, they're putting that on the customer. They're still looking at high prices. And when we are supplying half of their income. Now, that makes no sense at all. 3 in 5 Americans believe it is, though. Suggestion screen penalty. More than one in four Americans tip less when they're presented with a tip suggestion screen. I want to go on the record and say I do not like the screen tipping system at all. Being shoved in my face and everybody's staring at you. Is he going to tip or not going to tip? I don't like that at all. And it seems like every restaurant has it now. So go figure. Automatic annoyance. 78% of people think automatic service charges should be banned. I am one of them, unless it is an enormous group of people, because people don't tip enough. And I think if a person is taking care of a big party, they should be taken care of. Pressure to tip. Half of Americans say they often leave a tip due to social pressure rather than good service. And that's what Wallet Hub has to say. I think probably pretty consistent with what you and I think about tipping. This is Bob Brooks. If you have a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.